This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and that hum means we're in a music session right here on the State of Things. Almost 10 years ago, musician Gordon Zacharias went to L.A. That's where his girlfriend lived. And he convinced her to move to New York. That's where he lived. And they were driving across the country. They stopped to visit friends in Chapel Hill on September 10th, 2001. Everything changed, of course, so they never went home to New York, and instead, they settled in Chapel Hill. Gordon continued to make music under the name he'd been using for years, Fan Modine. He plugged into the friendly local music scene here, hooked up with super producer Chris Stamey, and is now out with a new record called Gratitude for the Shipper, melodic pop reminiscent of the British invasion. Gratitude for the Shipper from the album of the same name by Fan Modine. Gordon Zacharias is Fan Modine. He's here with some of his friends in the studio to play for us. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here, Gordon.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be here.
Also here, Matt McMichaels on acoustic guitar, Alex Maiolo on the electric guitar, Seamus Kenny on keyboard, Josh Starmer on cello, Genevieve Varga on violin, and Mark Holland on percussion. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Awesome. Great.
Thanks, Frank.
And for many of you, good to have you back. It's great. So, Gordon, you grew up in a suburb of Detroit. What kind of music were you listening to as a kid?
Pretty much classic rock until I started getting introduced to some of the British New Wave, like you mentioned, Elvis Costello and XTC, which I've heard a lot in regards to this record. So kind of two sides of the...
And they took a lot of their cues from sort of the Mersey beat in a sense. So it's reverb, reverb, reverb. But it's also getting new each time. There's something new happening.
Absolutely.
Each iteration. You worked at a record store in Soho in the 1990s called Rocks in Your Head. Did you hear stuff there that influenced you?
Absolutely. Certainly a lot of records from the 60s were being reissued at that time, and that was definitely informative.
Will you play something for us now?
Absolutely. This is called Julu Road. Thank you.
Julu Road, live on the State of Things, Fan Modine from their latest CD, Gratitude for the Shipper. And tell us about the name Fan Modine. Where does that come from?
Oh, I was I decided to just be a solo guy a long time ago, and I was looking for something sort of oblique, and I was also quite an Asiaphile in terms of cooking and artwork. And there was this beautiful soap called Fan that I found in a Chinese market, and I loved the graphic and that word, and I just tacked on my childhood cat's name at the end, Modine.
Perfect. Perfect. That's the first time we've ever heard that story, and it's great. So, there was a ship attached to that. There's a boat on the cover of this CD, and the ocean and the sea is a motif through this.
Yeah, I like to work with water a lot, and you know, it's sort of a universal concept in terms of travel and being sort of cleansed.
Yeah.
And but this title actually comes from being handed a 24-track reel of tape, which inside of it, or what packs it, is called a shipper. And so it just sort of signified being thankful to be able to make another record.
24-inch reel. And did you find a place you could play it?
Yes, absolutely.
That's very cool. That's very cool. You play another song for us?
I should say 24-track, that 24 is.
24-track. Well, no, you said 24-track, but it is like a 2-inch, it's like a 2-inch, 2 inches of tape.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to find a machine that'll play that.
They're coming
these
back.
Days.
Yeah. There's these one days. Guy, I think, that
do you
makes
prefer, there are a lot of people in music, particularly in classical music, maybe Josh and Genevieve on the cello and violin can talk more about it, really, really prefer oxide and analog tape when they record, much softer sound, much deeper saturation than you can get with digital.
Particularly with the bass. So they're getting pretty good digital, you know, some of the plugins and whatnot that give that kind of compressed effect. It's getting even more surprising how good they are at it.
Sincerity. If you can fake that, you got it made. Digital age, we've done it. Will you play another song for us?
Absolutely. This is called Meet Me at the End of the Line. It was written in Coney Island. The sun is up, and so are you. I called Aunt Flo, but she has the flu. So I wrapped up the sandwiches to bring to the beach. And I have all the instruments, I'll keep them in reach. Well, the end of the line, I wish to say, it might be cold and rain, but you may ride that wonder wheel all day. But you better focus, babe.
Meet me at the end of the line.
Van Modine live on the State of Things. Meet me at the end of the line from their latest CD, Gratitude for the Shipper. Gordon Zacharias is here. You talked about being influenced by new wave music. Did you, at that point, when you started listening to that music, go back to the roots of that stuff, or was that later when you were working at the record store that you heard this kind of sound that we can hear in your music now? The earlier 60s stuff.
You know, I mostly listen to radio at this point, and so I love it when the new wave comes up, but between internet radio and local radio, I just kind of run the gamut.
Put it all together.
Yeah.
Do you write alone?
I don't know that. That's a good way to put it. Well,
is there anybody in the room with you when you start making the notes?
there is.
Just look around.
Yeah. No, I tend to write by myself, and oftentimes when I'm not conscious. So.
Yeah. Okay. So it comes to you a little bit later. You think you're kind of hearing sounds, and then later on you recall almost a kind of recall.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more of an impression of a feeling that I get, and that's usually accompanied by a melody, and then.
Are you aware of that at the time, or is that something that kind of goes in the buffer and then you pull it back and say, oh, that was the door chime on the subway?
Well, ABBA had a rule, or maybe has a rule, that if you don't remember the melody, it wasn't worth keeping. And so I go by that a little bit.
Right. And then you're writing for other parts. Have you always written for this many instruments, or is this something new for you?
No, it is pretty new, and I'm still working with people on it. Chris Damey had a lot to do with the arrangements. You know, some of the main melodies were mine, but... He is really great at it.
You can learn a lot working with Chris, can't you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you time to play us out, and I'm just going to take a few minutes to tell everybody who's in the band. You are going to be at Cat's Cradle, right?
Yeah, May 28th.
May 28th in Carrboro. So Van Modine's going to play us out. I want to thank everybody who you brought with you. Gordon Zacharias on vocals, Matt McMichaels on acoustic guitar, Alex Maiolo, who plays electric guitar, Seamus Kenny on keyboard, Josh Starmer on the cello, Genevieve Varga on violin, Mark Holland on percussion. Van Modine's new album, Gratitude for the Shipper. Catch him at Cat's Cradle, Carrboro, Saturday, May 28th. More information, vanmodine.com. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Here once again is Van Modine.
That once gathered in the ground. How can you pray? How can you pray when the ceiling is right of every word in this realm? How can you break? How can you break when the ceiling is right before? Headlights and tears. cried, be, how can you break? How can you?